From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says self-owned refinery to save state foreign exchange. And President targets 3 years to complete TPPI refinery. Now the news in detail. President Jokowi inspected PT Trans-Pacific Petrochemical Indotama or TPPI refinery, which has been controlled by Pertamina in Tuban Regency, East Java, on Saturday afternoon, December 21st. During the inspection, President Jokowi was accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno and Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir. Arriving the refinery area, President Jokowi was welcomed by Pertamina high-ranking officials such as Chief Commissioner Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok and Pertamina's President Director Nike Widiawati. President Jokowi then listened to a presentation of President Director Nike Widiawati regarding the structure of the Tuban Petro Group after it was acquired by Pertamina. The president also listens to PT Trans-Pacific Petrochemical Indotama programs that will be carried out in the future. In his statement, President Jokowi said that Pertamina's control on the refinery could save the country's foreign exchange by suppressing oil and gas import numbers. Besides oil and gas, petrochemical is also one of the biggest contributors to imports in Indonesia. Therefore, with the TPPI refinery, President Jokowi hopes that the current account deficit can be overcome.
Ini kalau bisa nanti produksinya sudah maksimal, bisa menghemat.
If possible, the production will be able to save foreign exchange worth $4.9 billion, or around 56 trillion rupiahs. It is very big. This is a substitution because every year we import, even though we can make it ourselves, but we don't. This is what I often say many times in limited cabinet meetings, plenary meetings, meetings with regional heads about the substitution of imported products. One of them is petrochemical. So we hope that if this really can produce maximally, our current account deficit will be much better. This is one of the keys here, namely solving the problem of the country's big agenda, which has not been completed for decades. Pertamina acquired 3.1 trillion rupiahs in PT Tuban Petrochemical Industries or PTTPI last November. Thus, Pertamina, which has a 51% stake in PTTPI, has become the majority shareholder. President Joko Widodo gives a deadline for the operation of the former PT Trans-Pacific Petrochemical Indotama or TPPI oil refinery for the next 3 years. The commitment was conveyed by President Joko Widodo while observing the TPPI refinery in Tuban, East Java on Saturday afternoon, December 21st. Jokowi said that the deadline was given to the state-owned enterprises minister Pertamina's chief commissioner to Pertamina's president director. Therefore, I have told the state-owned enterprises or SOEs minister, Pertamina's president director, and Pertamina's chief commissioner to complete everything in not more than 3 years. Initially, they asked for 4 years, but I asked for 3 years to be completed. According to President Joko Widodo, PT Trans-Pacific Petrochemical Indotama or TPPI refinery is one of the largest refineries in Indonesia. Later, it will become an integrated petrochemical complex producing aromatic and olefin products. On land issues, President Jokowi asked for clarity regarding this at least in January next year. For this reason, his trust Pertamina's President Director Nike Widiawati and Pertamina's Chief Commissioner Basuki Cahyapurnama immediately resolved the issue.
Ada pilihan-pilihan yang bisa di,
there are options to be decided immediately, but I want in January there must be clarity about this because I have been waiting for 5 years. President Jokowi said the completion of the TPPI refinery construction was a solution to reduce the current account deficit, which had been Indonesia's main problem. The Minister of State-Owned Enterprises SOE, Erick Thohir, said on Saturday, December 21st, his office was preparing a strategy to conduct restructuring of the currently troubled insurance company Asuransi Jiwasraya. He assured that ministries and related agencies will consistently conduct the restructuring to avoid the potential of default. Jiwasraya's debt was reported to be more than 10 trillion rupiah. The SOE ministry respected the House's recommendation by coordinating with related parties continuously, but he and Finance Ministry will keep the available fund, which is quite a large amount of public fund. Chairman of Islamic Organization Muhammadiyah Haidar Nasir hopes that the upcoming Christmas and New Year can be used as moments to reunite the nation's unity. He said this in Yogyakarta on December 21st, recalling the separation among the public following the presidential and legislative elections, as well as several social conflicts that occurred in the country this year. Haidar also iterates that this Christmas time can be a moment to strengthen the spirit of tolerance among the people in order to create harmony. He hopes that the nation can be more mature in solving each of its problems. He hopes that the people of Indonesia can build positive solidity through the moments of this Christmas and New Year. Arewa Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. PT Semen Indonesia or Persero TBK successfully recorded an export sales volume of 3.87 million tons from production facilities in Indonesia during January to November 2019 periods. The head of the communication department of the Semen Indonesia company, Sigit Wahono, in Yogyakarta on Saturday said the export of cement from the state-owned enterprises in the period from January to November 2019 rose to 19.6% compared to that of the previous year. Sigit told the media Indonesian cement was focusing on working on South and Southeast Asian markets such as Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, the Maldives, the Philippines, and Timor Leste. He said PT Semen Indonesia had optimized all production and distribution facilities to support shipping products to the regional area. Zainuddin Amali, Youth and Sports Minister, said that the government wants pencaksilat martial arts to be competed in the Olympics because this sport branch was successfully competed at the 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. It was said by Zainuddin Amali in Jombang, East Java on Saturday. He is proud that UNESCO officially recognizes pencaksilat as an intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia, in addition to being the heritage of Indonesia's ancestors. He hopes this recognition will make pencaksilat develop even better and can be contested at the Olympics. He fully supports the martial arts tournament in Indonesia, including by Pagar Nusa, which is one of the old martial arts colleges and often contributes to national martial arts athletes. Zainuddin revealed that Indonesia wanted to host the Olympics after successfully holding the Asian Games. The last item. The Philippines National Paralympic Committee has announced that the 10th Asian Para Games will be postponed to March next year. In an official letter received by the Youth and Sports Ministry on December 20th, the Asian Paragames Committee notified that the games, which were supposed to take place in the Philippines in January, will be delayed until March. The Philippines National Paralympic Committee head, Michael Barredo, informed Asian Parasport Federation President Osoth Bavilay that the Philippines had been preparing the Asian Paragames for 2 years. However, the committee identified the possibility of postponing the event through a series of meetings from December 12 to 15, resulting in the committee's decision to delay the event. The ministry said the extra time will be used to extend training for Indonesian athletes. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This week's spotlight is on President inaugurates new terminal at Samsudin Nur International Airport. President Joko Widodo inspected and inaugurated the new terminal at Samsudin Nur International Airport in Banjarbaru City Wednesday, December the 18th. The president said he was amazed after seeing the new face of the airport. His admiration is not without reason. In terms of breadth, the airport's new terminal has an area of 77,000 square meters. While the passenger capacity, which was previously for 1.3 million passengers per year, now became 7 million passengers per year. However, the head of state warned that the growth of flight and passenger movements at the airport is relatively high. With these conditions, the president said it is not impossible to build a bigger terminal in the next 10 years. He said Samsudin Nur International Airport experienced a 10% growth in flight movements, while growth for passengers was more than 7%. This means that in less than 10 years, this airport must be built even bigger. President Joko Widodo recalls the importance of infrastructure development for a country. According to him, in the era of intense interstate competition, if Indonesia is unable to compete with other countries, it has to forget the dream of becoming a developed country. Therefore, since President Joko Widodo took office in 2014, he has continued to pursue infrastructure development. The development of various infrastructures ranging from toll roads, airports, power plants, ports, to industrial areas and continue to be accelerated by President Joko Widodo's government. After infrastructure development is complete, the president revealed it is the turn of the regional government, both provincial, district, and city governments, to proceed by connecting to the agriculture, fisheries, small industrial centers, large industrial areas, to tourist areas. By connecting infrastructure to these various regions, the president hopes that the effects of infrastructure presence can also be felt directly by the community. Infrastructure is also expected to be a trigger for local economic growth. Meanwhile, South Kalimantan Governor Sahbirin Nur said he was very proud of the result of the development of the new airport. He said the existence of Samsudin Nur International Airport was expected to be able to boost economic growth of various sectors in the South Kalimantan province. Along with the change in status to an international airport, it is hoped that Samsudin Nur Airport will be more equipped to carry out international flight routes. Some of the conditions that must be met include the determination of customs areas and other requirements that are still in the management stage. By connecting South Kalimantan with the international world through Samsudin Nur Airport, it is certain that the economy of South Kalimantan will increase. The tourism sector and investment will develop rapidly. At present, the government is working on aviation cooperation with several destination countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, and Saudi Arabia. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with December 22, 1928. The Indonesian Women's Congress is established. The first Indonesian Women's Congress was held in Yogyakarta in the then the Dutch East Indies, now Indonesia, from December 22 to 25, 1928. The Congress was attended by 30 women's organizations from 12 cities in Jawa and Sumatra and aimed at fighting for women's rights, especially in the field of education and also in the house or marriage. Around 1,000 people were present at the opening held on December 22, 1928. On December 22, 1953, at the 25th anniversary of the Congress, President Sukarno designated National Mother's Day to Presidential Decree No. 316 of 1953. Since then, every December 22nd is celebrated as Mother's Day in Indonesia. Turning to December 22, 1948, Syafruddin Perwira Negara led the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia in West Sumatra. Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia is the organizer of the Government of the Republic of Indonesia for the period of December 22, 1948 until July 13, 1949, led by Syafruddin Prawiranegara, also known as the Emergency Cabinet. Shortly before the Indonesian leaders at the time, Sukarno and Hatta, were captured by the Dutch on December 19, 1948, they had a meeting and gave a mandate to Syafruddin Prawiranegara to form an interim government. I'll end with December 22, 2018, the Sunda Strait Tsunami. On December 22, 2018, a tsunami caused by the eruption of the Anak Krakatau in the Sunda Strait hit the coastal areas of Banten and Lampung, Indonesia. At least 426 people were killed and 7,202 injured and 23 people missing due to this incident. According to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, the tsunami was caused by high tides and underwater landslides due to the volcanic eruption. The agency said the material damage from the tsunami included 556 housing units, 9 hotels were severely damaged, and many shops, ships, and boats were damaged. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by D. Sarkar in India. Hello, Mr. Sarkar. Thank you for your regular reception report. Warm regards from the cruise. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song to you. Here is the song.
selalu bersamamu di setiap waktu. Habiskan sisa hidup denganmu. Andaikan dirimu dapat ku miliki sepenuhnya, seutuhnya. Bukan selalu ada untuk dirimu sama.
Listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Ironman 2020 will present in Lombok. The holding of Ironman or International Triathlon Competition in Indonesia will be expanded next year. Not only it will be held in Bantan Riau Archipelago, the most challenging human endurance sport in the world will also present in Lombok on July the 4th, 2020. Titled Ironman Triathlon 70.3 Lombok 2020 Indonesia, it is jointly organized by Indonesia Sports and Events Management Corporation and the local government. The race, which involves three different sports, namely swimming, biking, and running, does not merely offer championship titles. 60 leading participants who finish first are entitled to appear at the Ironman 70.3 2020 World Championship, which takes place in Taupo, New Zealand, from November the 28th until 29th. The Ironman 70.3 Lombok is contested in the individual and relay categories. Ironman 70.3 Executive Director of Lombok, Ari Sukirno, at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, December the 17th, said the committee was targeting 1,000 participants. That number includes 40 relay teams, but the committee hopes that participants can reach 1,500. According to the plan, start and finish of Ironman 70.3 or Lombok Triathlon will take place at the Lombok Holiday Resort, starting with the one-lap swimming of 1.9 kilometers in the Bali Sea in Pirus, then cycling 90.1 kilometers that runs along the Senggigi Highway to Lombok International Airport, then proceed with a run of 21.1 kilometers, two rounds. Ari Sukirno hopes that this race will be successful in its first year and break the participants' record. According to him, in Bintan, It was a big success, so Lombok must follow. The important thing is that the event will continue to be successful in the future and can add other destinations. It is estimated that the impact of macroeconomics will move up. When the competition is carried out, it is estimated that the turnover will be more than 50 billion rupiahs, not to mention the spending of the teams and visitors before, during, and after the race. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on Ironman 2020. We'll present in Lombok. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our regular listener, Dr. Hemant Kumar, also from India. Hello, Dr. Hemant Kumar. Thank you for your compliment on our podcast. We always try to improve our podcast every time. So keep listening and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Listen, hey kawan, hey sahabat. Dengarkan lagu yang akan ku nyanyikan. Walau gak enak untuk didengar, tapi rasakan dan resapi pesan ini. Pesan singkat, ku tulis dari hati. Yo mari katakan, Indonesia sangat indah. Kaya dan miskin, hargailah perbedaan dengan caramu sendiri. Berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Dengarkan ini kawan, oh, kulihat Indonesia bermacam manusia, beraneka ragam budaya. Oh sungguh ku kagum padanya. Bermacam-macam bahasa, ribuan pulau di sana, tapi kita tetap saudara di bawah panji bineka.
Perbedaan jalan untuk membuat kita menyatukan semua cita yang tertunda. Biar orang memandang dengan sebelah mata, tapi ku yakin kita tetap bersama. Caramu sendiri berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Lagu yang kita buat tentang perbedaan, di mana sesungguhnya perbedaan itu sangat indah kawan, dan sangat teramat indah. So respect buat kalian semua bro.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, presenting Indonesian tourism. Today, I will invite you to Banyuwangi for a tour of Watu Dodol Beach, which is precisely located in Kalipuro sub-district Banyuwangi Regency and is on a crossing linking Banyuwangi and Situbondo. Watu Dodol Beach Tourism Area is the entrance to the Banyuwangi Regency from the Situbondo Regency. Watu Dodol is a giant black rock that is very hard and has a unique shape since the upper part is larger than the base. On the southern side, moringa trees grow, which add to the uniqueness of the stone. From the direction of Banyuwangi City, it can be reached with a distance of 14 kilometers to the north or about 5 kilometers from the port of Ketapang. In addition to enjoying the beautiful panorama of the sea, visitors can also climb that hill, which is located just across the street. This hill has a path for visitors. Up on the hill, you can see a wider and more beautiful panorama of the Bali Strait. Watu Dodol Beach is also equipped with a temporary resting place for motorists who pass the Situbondo Banyuwangi routes. Besides in this beach tourism area, there are also extensive parking facilities, stalls that provide typical Banyuwangi food, shops that sell daily necessities, bathrooms for tourists who play on the beach, and fishing boat rentals to go to the sea. The location of the beach is quite shady because many trees are overgrown there. Very comfortable, of course. Besides being restricted to the sea to the east, the tourist location is also directly bordered by hills and forests. In Javanese, Watu Dodol. Watu means stone, while dodol means a kind of sweet cake. According to local stories, the origin of the name of this tourist spot is, in ancient times, a soldier from a Blambangan, the kingdom located in the easternmost island of Jawa, brought supplies of this dodol or sweet cake. When he was resting on the beach, he left it behind. The dodol then eventually turned into a stone called Watu Dodol. If you are in Banyuwangi, find time to enjoy the beauty of Watu Dodol Beach and its surroundings. Because in addition to beautiful scenery, on this beach, tourists can also go into the sea because the condition of this beach is not dangerous for swimming activities. If you like fishing, you can rent a small boat to get to the middle of the sea. Usually, you will be guided by another boat to get lots of fish spots. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Watu Dodol Banyuwangi. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topic.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Mr. M.S. Srinivasa Raju, still from India. Hello, Mr. Raju. thank you for your reception report in detail. All Voice of Indonesia's crews wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2020. Special for you and listener Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song for our regular listener around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Dulu ku sepi, kamu yang selalu ku cari. Dulu ku sedih, kamu yang selalu ada di sekitarku. Untuk merangkukku, kini ku senang dan kamu tak ku utamakan. Kamu tersinggung, berpikir ku menghindarmu. Kamu salah,
kamu salah.
Niatku bukan begitu, ku menjauh karena bukan kamu. Inginku ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Ku bilang rindu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Dulu kini kau cerita.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today's miscellany is about Nusa Penida, Bali, one of world's best backpacker destination 2020. Nusa Penida, Klungkung, Bali, stated global travel website Hostel World as number one backpacker destination for 2020. The Dublin-based online hostel booking platform revealed that accommodation reservation in Nusa Penida from English tourists increased by 610% in the last 1 year. Therefore, Nusa Penida became most visited by English tourists. Thank you. According to detik.com, Nusa Penida was included in 20 best destinations for backpacker in 2020, released in early December 2019. Nusa Penida offered hiking, snorkeling with giant manta, and beautiful sunset. There are also food stalls offering budget-friendly Balinese food. Besides Nusa Penida in Bali, other best destinations for backpacker 2020 were Surat Thani in Thailand, Maribor in Slovenia, Hossegor in France, Trondheim in Norway, Kodaikanal in India, and Isfahan in Iran. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about Nusa Penida Bali, one of world's best backpacker destination 2020. I'm Puri Sapatidada. Thank you for listening and see you next time. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today I will present you a song entitled Aku, Kamu, Kita, which sung by Sarwenda. The singer, who was born in Jakarta August 29, 1989, launched her latest album in 2019. Although she was hid for a year because she was pregnant with her second child, the album titled Aku, Kamu, Kita can be released in August 2019. The album contains 9 songs that take the song Aku, Kamu, Kita is the main song. The video clip of this song is nuanced in the 1980s and the model is her husband Ruben Onsu and their children Talia and Tania. This song, created by Ade Govinda, tells the story of falling in love with someone. Well, listener, here is Aku, Kamu, Kita by Sarwenda.
Cuma melihat kurangnya dirimu, ku tak menilai apa lebihmu. Beruntung ada yang ingatkanku, Tuhan jagalah dia untukku. Hati mana yang selembut hatimu, hati mana yang semenerima itu. Beruntung ada yang ingatkanku, sehebat itu cintamu padaku. Jika aku pernah bersamamu, jangan lihat masa lalu. Masa depan kita hanya ada aku, kamu dan kita. Hati mana yang selembut hatimu, hati mana yang sama
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pagi ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sebilu yang dulu biarlah bekerja bersama hati. Kita ini insan, bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.